Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, Tuesday live, and of course from 8 o'clock up to 9 o'clock, it is going to be Men's Dialogue. That's taking place between 8 and 9 at night tonight, Men's Dialogue. We will be featuring Men on Track. That will be happening at 8 o'clock. In the meantime, thank you so much to Johan Els. Yes, indeed, I agree with you. It is a beautiful thing when we see the academic field for quite some time. They have not been taking a pioneering headline, you know, on the news. And I'm not saying in their work they are not, but they have not been taking a pioneering headline. It means they've been, people were not writing about them that much, you know. So it's good to hear of those accolades, to hear of those researches taking place there. And of course, people who appreciate the intellectualism of our people, regardless of color, race, creed. Johan Els, thank you so much for being so unselfish in making this known. We really appreciate. And then on the line, I have Barukia. He's in Cape Town. And Professor Buyiso Ndezi is caught up in a meeting up to 9, but we have recorded her part of the show. So we will be featuring her. Don't worry that much. Let me welcome our guest for tonight. It is Barukia in Cape Town. Mayahi, greetings. Tuda.
Greetings, Tuda, Shalom to you, my Ahi. I trust and I hope you are well. Greetings also to our family, Radio Pulpit listeners, and to Professor Buyiso Ndezi in absentia. I trust everyone is well, and we thank Abaya that here we are once again. We are able to come together and to share his word. Halala.
Halala, halala. And of course, tonight we are touching base on the issue of, and this is just going to be so much of interest to many. We are touching on the issue of self-justification. In other words, I call it the art of using excuses. You know, people would use excuses, especially with regards to the Father. The Father is telling you who you are. And you are telling him, but I grew up with this identity. Yeah. Seriously, the Father says, pray. And you go like, let me just finish this part of my sleep. After that, when I wake up at 6 a.m., I will be praying. When the Father says, show some love to some of the people. And you go like, Ishvan. I will prepare myself, you know, to come in the morning and hug them when I bring bread also to give to them, these poor little things, you know. Whereas the Father says, no, extend the hug now. But because the guy has been pushing trolleys somewhat somehow, you don't feel like you can hug them. And then, of course, also the notion of saying I'm human. And the Father says, why have you done that? And you go like, I'm human. I have feelings. Kimunna. I'm a man. I'm human. So I did it. I love her anyway. Ivan, I will marry her. I'll make it up to you, Father. I'll marry her. And you've already, oh. I mean, you've messed her up. And you go like, I'll marry her. As if she's your property, you were marking her. As if you were marking her like your own cow. You were marking her. Oh, yeah. I love him. It's okay. I love him. He's promised to marry me anyway. I mean, why should I conceal anything? He's going to know it anyway. Ivan. This spirit of self-justification comes in many ways. This is a vain attempt to find a restoration with the Father through personal merit. One is using their personal merit. Now I'm getting into it. One is using their personal merit so that they can somehow, what word can I use to get something from the Father? So that they can source out from the Father their own way of restoration. Father, I know you forgave so and so and so and so, so you can forgive me now. Because I've done it, so you can forgive me. Our own merit, we use our own merit to source justification from the Father, even restoration, even forgiveness from the Father. And it happens many times. And we are going to look at ourselves as believers. We need to look at ourselves as believers. I'm afraid of saying the body of Christ. And when someone says, hey, the church is bad, I think we don't talk right. You can't say the body of Christ is bad. Christ is perfect. Anyone who is doing a bad thing is on their own. They're not doing it in his name. So you can't call sinfulness in the name of Christ. We are on our own. So look into this also. In the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 4, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean one? No one. Justification. Yeah, 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 it's dirty, so I'm dirty, so it's fine. I mean, this is, yeah, that's how I was raised, so don't blame me for how I was raised. As if the Father has not put the ministry of transformation upon your life in Romans chapter 12. And people go on and on in saying, yeah, well, this is what I learned. I learned to treat people this way. I have learned to do this. I've learned to do this to women. I've learned to do this to men. I learned to do this. I've learned to do this to other people, if there's anything like that. As the church, we're supposed to be careful here. We're supposed to be careful. Now, the notion also of self-justification, look at this in Psalms chapter 13, verses 3. It says, if you, O Elohim, should mark iniquities, O Elohim, who can stand? People who think that we can never be made right by the Father. It says, look, all men have sinned and they fall short of the grace and the glory of the Most High. Yes, of course. But he can cleanse and forgive, and through his blood we have received that. How? And someone goes on to sin and say, oh, well, we all sin. If Christ can come back now, no one is going with him. We use those kinds of excuses. No, man, we all sin. Then the Father should just, you know, he should just live up with that, man. We sin, so he should just accept that we are as imperfect as we can be. But he has given us the grace into being sinless, and Christ has set an example of that. He has put it to the test and proven to us it's possible. And now when you look into Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 20, it says, for there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. And many people have taken this verse to use it as an excuse to say, hey, even if I'm a pastor, man, and then that all those headlines that I slept with this young girl and all that, hey, I'm also human. And some people would go on and say, oh, the pastor also has feelings, as if he doesn't have a wife. The Father has already made accommodation for that. Ah, he also has feelings. He was tempted. How? Batung bamudim. King Tsonazi. Anyway, we're talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Baruch Yah and Professor Buyisondezi will be on our recorded inserts.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibelele. Radio Bulbit yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
The pulse of the real life. I'm talking to Baruch Yoa. My name is Ray, and he's in Cape Town. Mayachi, you have heard my complaints or maybe my analysis in the introduction, but basically I complain against us as believers that we have come up with so many excuses, and we have made this life of faith to be quite unpleasant to those who are beginning to live in it, because we have already given an expression to them that, oh, he understands when you sin. We have even taken 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 that says he can be depended upon to forgive every sin if we confess. That, okay, go and sin, but make sure that when you come back you have the key. 1 John chapter, and then no one speaks this. For the Elohim cannot be mocked. A man will reap what he has sown. No one speaks about that. No, they don't want to talk about that. Yo, Mayachi, what comes to mind?
Hey, Mayachi Shalom and Tuda. Truly, and these are the things that we do on a daily basis. Reason may be, but as the topic speaks, that Rerata khotla ka mabaka or the excuses se long gore enna ka re gore ke sa khona, it's because of but you know it's okay, I mean o tla intswarela, you know kare he owes us something. And it's not the case. So ahi motseleng e re tsamayang e bontsha there's so much of challenge, or kere there's so much tadilo tsa ditlhaloganyeng tse re bitsang botsatsa. We just take them light, you know, we just take them for granted, and these are the things that can take us or steal away the crown from us, because it shows that that is not obedience, but it is disobedience. Gora gore ga re utlwe. So maybe I'll speak of the scripture that you spoke about. Ke kopa ke shebe Psalm 51.
Yes.
And let me look at it from number 7, which says, cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let my bones you have crushed rejoice. Ahi, it becomes important for us go tlhaloganya repentance le submission in all this. Now, in this psalm, this Tahalim, ke nako ene David a fetsa go tsaya mosadi wa Uria. And now he was made to realize his mistakes, and now that is how he came about the psalm, to write the words of the psalm as a sign and a form of repentance. Asa trika di excuses. Mar abona di poso tsaga a di admit. It is admission of guilt. It is the admission of guilt. So for me to receive salvation, I must acknowledge that I need to be saved. I must acknowledge, hey, you know what? I cannot save myself. And then now, it's that beginning here now. I need that deliverer. I need somebody who is at a position to save me, to can be able to offer me help. And that is now the Messiah, Yahusha. Right. So now, which means then I allow him. And when I have allowed him, it means I get to be cleansed and to be purified so that the thoughts, the wicked thoughts that comes and make me to have excuses, they are no longer there. So that becomes important. So when we look at Takere, maybe Takere, we look at the garden.
Yes.
When we look at the garden, what happened? When Abba came to Adam and Eve in the garden, omongwe are kimosadi ompile nye.
Hey.
Ole are asim nakeno. Nobody wants to admit, hey, Marwetike, you told me not to eat. Your instructions were clear.
Yeah.
I should not eat the fruit. So, hore, ahirei umpil, don't eat the fruit, period.
Yes, Crystal, clear.
I'm telling you.
Mm.
But now, hota that excuse now. Kidi lo se refeleletang, and what happened with them? They fell from the grace. The glory left them. So it's a sign, it's a lesson for us to show there's a path in which we're supposed to walk. And when we don't go according to that path, then it means Renalema Tata. Arashere Deuteronomy chapter number 13. Deuteronomy chapter 30 from number 11 says, now that I'm commanding you today, it is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into the heavens to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor is it in the sea so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it? So, we cannot make this thing as if there are things that, or this thing as if it's something, it's something that is possible. That is why a salvation plan from the beginning. This thing can be attained, but then it needs a particular walk. Now, number 14, yeah, Deuteronomy 30. No, the word is very near you, and it is in your mouth, and it is in your heart, so that you may obey it. Listen to that, right? And it says, 15, see, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. I set before you life and prosperity, death or destruction. So this is the page. Wena or na kina le choice. Modiselen say to kadi ten afi. It's only two. It's that of good and that of evil.
Yeah.
Or that which is life or that which is death. Na ke swanetse ke khope. And now, the evil and the wicked one, or tsela e leng gore ke a lefifi, ke yone tlo tlang ka di excuses. Ke yone tlo reng, hi man, it's fine. You're only human. Nobody's perfect. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Nako ya tsamaya. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Nako ya tsamaya. Boom! Judgment comes. Where do I find myself? Haga khona go correcta. Hake lefoko is there to correct me. Hake bala lefoko is there to show me the direction, to guide me to that which is of light.
Yes.
So now, hake tropa lefoko. When I love him, it means I choose obedience. I choose to go by the word. And I know daily, you know what? I have to surrender my life unto him. For him to take charge. For him to lead me. That is why Moshe Ari, if you don't go with us, then I rather not go. So that should be what I say as an individual. To say, Silae, it's not easy for me alone.
Yeah.
But ipoka wena, kuruena, untataise. That is why in Psalm 91, Ari, I will send my Malachim so that they will lift you up, so that I don't dash my foot into stone. Just like a
hupiwa. Yeah, yeah.
But now, if I don't allow, how does he come to help me? If I keep on having excuse,
hey,
how do I get to be saved or to be delivered or to be redeemed? Because now I made these things, I keep on sinning, but I come with excuses. It means I'm not ready or I'm not willing to be saved. Mm. That is what it is. Mm. Mm. So now it is now the things that we have to be aware of. Things that we took them for granted. And Ari, Job 44, who can bring a clean thing out of unclean? There's nothing. It can't happen. We that is why the surrendering is to allow him to work in us. Remo allowe. But now Nakongwe batla go muthusa. Nakongwe batla go tswa re ya go di plekeng tsa mafifi. Nakongwe batla go ilo tlhaba. Nakongwe batla ya mabitleng. You know, there's a whole lot of things that we tend to do. Ukuthi sifuna kumneta. Sifuna njani ongumdali wethu. Who is the giver of life? Because yeah, no long gore o lo batla thuso ka ene. Yeah, no talk at all. So the blind cannot lead the blind.
Yes.
So I was going to say, Ari Tusa, my aunt, I want to look at the scriptures that you quoted. What was it? Psalm 13:3.
And Proverbs 20, verse 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so now, Abba Yahuwah, give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him. My enemy will rejoice. My enemy will celebrate.
Sorry, my ach. It's Psalms 130, verse 3.
Oh, 130. Okay.
Yes, yes. You're reading 13.
Oh, okay. Excuse.
Yeah.
All right. Number three says, if you, Abba Yahuwah, keep a record of sins, who could stand? Nobody. Nobody, my eye.
Sure.
Because and some don't even know. Like, that's how we take things for granted. But to show that he has compassion, to show that he is loving, in the midst of everything, he still sends his only begotten son, that whomever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's all. You know, he says, fella, this is what I need you. This is the path that I need you to follow. And once we get to acknowledge and we start to walk in his commandments, then lifukulaga is obedience. Then we start to be obedient, which means re senya di workshop motseleng ga re sa tlhole re nna le interest ya dilo tse di kontse tse di ko strateng because those are the things that are enticing us, those are the things that are deceiving us, that what once lose the crown. So the important thing and the path is to walk in the way that is pleasing. That is why we in the other weeks we said take your cross and follow, or take your cross and follow me. We need to understand what does that mean. Are we really ready? Or ronaka batla bophelo bo mo easy bo mo nate, because Satani, that's why he's rebelled. It's because he says, no man, everyone should have a free will. But people forget. That's why the sin is like a credit card. Use it now and pay later. So, but everyone is going to account. So now, when that accounting happens, when that accounting time, when the books are balanced, when it's balanced, which scale am I going to fall at? Because there's one on the left-hand side, there's one on the right-hand side. I have to choose now. So, to put weight on the scale. As every single day, I'm doing it, I'm putting, my work is being recorded, and scale, then it keeps on weighing and weighing and weighing. And in that day, then it will be said, okay, based on your work, the book are now balanced. Based on my work, this is now your reward. You okra report go school now.
Yeah.
Which tells you, have you passed or have you failed? So it becomes something similar. Kure jare otri, unzu bereko bereko bereka. Now, arbono kure, uberekile in jare otri. So now, this is the life. This is the walk that we walk on every single day. Now, what is it that we are learning? What is it that we are accomplishing in us coming to do these shows? You know, in us opening the scriptures, in us going to church, you know, in various ways in which we are able to learn. Are we able to reap the fruits? Are we able to learn something? Or are they just wasting time? Their time will come. Time will tell. Halala Mayafi.
Thank you so much. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, and then from 8, it is men's dialogue. We will be touching on issues that have to do with men. Now, let me ask Professor Buyisondezi, you know, much of the times we have excuses, and these excuses we even use. We are trying to solicit some form of leverage with the Father through our personal merits. Professor, thank you so much. Welcome to the show and greetings to you. I trust the Father is blessing you in a mighty way. Greetings and welcome. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Brother Ray. I would also like to greet my brother, Brother Baruch here. I'm not going to forget our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all in the glorious name of our King, Yahushai HaMashiach. Self-justification is when somebody is providing an excuse, giving explanation for his shortcomings, for his actions. Most of the time this happens when somebody is found wanting, is found not having done the right things, and he would try to give reasons why he did whatever he did. In other words, the person is trying to cleanse himself, is trying to put himself at the better position, at the beautiful spot, that he may be found clean, not having sinned, not having any shortcoming. I think this is what has become part of us as human beings. It takes a special person to acknowledge his or her shortcomings, but most of the time, we try to justify our actions. I will tell you why I did what I did, and I fail and don't want to see things for what they really are, because I always have reasons for doing what I am doing. I want us to draw back to where these things started in the Garden of Eden. Genesis chapter 3, starting from verse 9 to verse 12. This is a known story of what happened at the beginning. Starting from verse 9, it reads as follows. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it." This is the first encounter where we see an individual justifying himself of the actions that he's already done. The Lord visits Adam and Eve as he used to, and he does not find them in the place where they were supposed to be. And he asks, "Where are you?" And in his response, as he was hidden at the time, he says, "I had hidden myself because I was afraid. And the reason that had to happen is because you have given me a woman. It's because of the woman you have put here with me." And he starts putting a blame on somebody else. He is not answering the question. God was asking a question. "Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The answer there was supposed to be yes or no. But we know exactly that he is running away from confronting or facing up with his actions. So when somebody is self-justifying himself, he is running away from taking the responsibility of his actions and pointing fingers at someone else and shifting the blame. And when he does that, he thinks he is cleansing himself of the consequences of what will come after what he has done. So in this case, we find Adam putting a blame on a woman. And not only was he putting a blame on the woman, he is also putting a blame directly to God, because he says, "You are the one who has given me this woman, and this woman has led me into this temptation. This woman has made me to do something that I was not going to do." He says, "She gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate." He's not answering directly the question, but he is starting or trying to cleanse himself from the things that he was not supposed to do, cleansing himself from the sin that he has committed. So when men are justifying themselves, they are portraying a certain stance, they are portraying a certain position that they are not. So in other words, they are putting themselves in the position that they have failed to become, that they have failed to assume, simply by a mere fact that they had shortcomings. Should they acknowledge their shortcomings, then there will be a huge chance for those men to be able to move from that position of shortcoming to a better position. But instead, they look for ways of putting themselves in a clean position by justifying their actions, which is something that sometimes we fall into because we don't want to be seen as people who are faulty. We don't want to appear as people who have not done the right thing. We don't want to be revealed and exposed as people who are not in the will of the Most High. And this is what brings us to a position of not cleansing ourselves. And if we are not doing that, it means we are even failing to repent of the sin that we normally commit. A person who does not cleanse himself by the word of God, but rather run and justify his actions, that's a person who will be found continually sinning, because he will continue to give reasons why he did whatever he did. And when you continue to do that, you are not fulfilling the will of the Most High.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. And You can send us your WhatsApps. Talk to us there. It's 0826572729. What are some of the justifications you have heard from us as believers? You know, some of the justifications, you know, self-justifications that you have heard from us as believers. And today, what are some of the most prevalent justifications, self-justifications that we place on us? One of those is, as long as we as members of this church are fine. The very fact that you should go and fix up the community, you just concerned about people who come to your church. It's quite sad, though. As long as in my house my kids are still going to school, I'm fine. So you basically are setting yourself away from the responsibility of social duties which the Father has placed upon you as believers. Hey, being the light of the world and the salt of the earth is a powerful calling upon us. And when we choose to stick to our light that lights only around us, and we say, as long as we are fine, we just like the one who was given one talent and he went and buried it. Say, hey, the justification is that I know you're a shrewd businessman. I know you reap where you have not sown. So I buried what is yours. Take it back. Here it is. I didn't mess with it. I didn't take any risk. So you can't find me guilty. Merit. A person uses their own merit to justify the course of their doings. We see those kinds of things. Send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note. Let's hear you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Mayaki, let me bring this to you again. I'm looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Verses 20. For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. We use this to justify our lusts, our evil desires, and the things that we've been planning all along to do. And then we say, but in your word, you say there's no one who is fine, who is without sin. So we have all sinned. And then we go with that. In Ezekiel 14:14 says, even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness, says the Elohim. And we use this one to say, hey, yeah, only those three were righteous. Whereas the Father is actually setting those as an example to say, we can also thrive in his righteousness. But we go on to justify, I'm only human. Ish, yeah, the song of Karen White. What do you say, Mahi?
Hey, Mahi, Tuda. Yo, hey, this topic is so powerful.
Mm.
Honestly speaking, it's so powerful and deep because Lena, I can say, as we're busy going deeper into it, I start to unpack my life and
all of
find out Kure. Hey, Marona Limo, keep saying this thing, and you know, I came with those excuses as well. You were to say, but nobody's perfect, and no one on earth is righteous, you know, no one who does what is right, and nobody never sins. And hey, Ahisata no me, and he's the master of deception. Why one? Because it's his thoughts. It's what propels me, because people that excuse already.
Yeah.
That justification. Now, I go even knowing and with intent. And then kilo says, perfect. So it's how it is written and how it's been laid down. So now I have to understand or keep us for it. But this that I'm going to do, is it now what he would have wanted me to do? What Abba has made for me, because this is a debate. Fine, there may be that, but there's also an alternative which says don't do it. Why do I want Khuri?
That wants to
convince me to do otherwise. Why can't I be resistant? In that scripture or that question that you ask, when we look at Matthew chapter number one.
Matthias,
yeah.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 4, yeah. Then Yahusha, meaning the Messiah, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came unto him and said, if you are the Son of Elohim, the Son of the Almighty, tell the stones to become to bread. And now Yahusha answers, it is written, no, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of Elohim. Then the devil took him up to the Kadesh, the holy city, and had him stand in the highest point of the temple. And he says, if you are the Son of Elohim, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his malachims or angels concerning you, and they will lift you up, right, so that you don't dash your foot into stone. But he says, Yahusha now responds to him, it is also written, do not put Abba Yahuwah your Elohim to the test. Now, we need to look at this and now, that is the thought that comes into me. That is the thought that says to me, hey, you're only human. Right? Everyone is a sinner. So, I mean, it convinces me. And by doing it, it means I'm agreeing with the tempter. By taking that action, because if that thought has come and the implela otherwise, it convinces me otherwise. And now I start my car or I do the deed. It means then I would be now in agreement with the wicked one, meaning that he would have won in what he wants to do, because now he's slowly pulling me away from the path of righteousness into believing, but all that you believe in is all a lie. You still remain a sinner. So you're wasting your time. That is where he's going now, to say, actually wasting your time, which means tomorrow, don't even read the Bible. You are wasting your time. Your fate has been decided. I guess. Some were chosen before the foundations of the earth. So which means, if you are chosen, you're already chosen. You don't need to do anything, because you are either chosen or you don't. So I wanna so ka say pang so change situation ya ka. Why what? Already which means now he will be ruling and reigning in our lives. Because it's not as if kissy sonyana. And hamza rearsing why a humanata get sahole filipalinto. And then from there, it's no longer antoyano, it's amputation. It is distance away from our Father. So these are the things that we have to be aware of. Psalm 119 quickly. Rishabe, the first paragraph, yes, Psalm 119, which says, Allah, Yare, blessed are those whose way are blameless. So there is a blessing, and those that are blameless, it means they walk in obedience. Who are blameless, who walk according to the law. So they don't deviate. They are in obedience. And you first come into knowledge to say, hey, you know what? Acceptance of saying, hey, Marwetse keng, ke tlhoka mopholosi mo bophelong baka, because bophelo baka, the way ke ntse ke tsamaya ka teng, ntse ke le motho o phelang fela. Wa e bona? Ntse ke phela fela, ke sa kgathale, ke sa re, Mariano, I realize that something in me is missing. And now, that is when I go and surrender. That is when I now submit unto him and take him as my savior and in my life, so that he can start to rule and to reign. And now, we should also not separate Yahusha as the word of Elohim, because look at him in all the temptations. He's obedient. Why? Because he could have said, I'm an
Archenchiplani.
And but the thought comes, but he says, let your will be done.
Yes.
Why what? Yes. Let your will be done. Because now it's like this man comes and say, one more. Do they deserve
They won't even appreciate.
Exactly. Why what? And for a while, but then he realizes, the reason why I'm here.
Yeah.
Why what? The reason why I'm here is for this purpose. That's the most important purpose. And now, if I miss or if I fail, then what does it mean? It means then it would be as good as the plan of Elohim has failed. But now, he's resistant, he's resilient, and he remembers, he walks according to obedience, because obedience is better than sacrifice. And now he stands up, he prays to gather strength. And when the strength is gained, he says, let's go. I'm ready for this now. No matter how hard it was, he was strengthened. He was ready. So, number two, Yare, Psalm 119, blessed are those who keep his statutes and who seek him with all their hearts. Ahi, please, underline the word all.
Yeah.
All. It's in 50%. It's in 98%. Yare all, which means casting, listening, second and listen, every five of my being.
Yes.
Then it's keeping. It's what we need to strive for. It's what we need to do to seek him with our all. So they do no wrong. So that temptation or that justification, we don't give it room. We don't give it room at all.
Yeah.
Right? But they follow his ways to the T.
Yes.
Obedience.
Yes.
To the T. So, kona important gore re utlwe, kona important gore re tsamaye ka tsela. Kona important gore re kgone go tlhaloganya gore ga gona self justification in. It is there to lead us astray, and it is time that we now have got to divorce this instelong gore diatla the voice e re sabelang e re latlhang ntse re itse gore ra senya, but we still continue to do and come up with excuses. I nata hindwe. I can't we do that. That is why I want to, like, you know, it's that kind of a thing. wa monnao. But then no, it's because he nanuele wait. So that is why he did this.
It's quite sad. Indeed.
Abba needs to help us.
Sure, he must. He must, truly. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. Some of the notions of self-justifications that we have and that we use much of the times. Let's hear what you say. Send us your WhatsApps. 082657-2729. 082657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Otherwise, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Join Sibongile Mofokeng Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Just For You, when she inspires people from all walks of life on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
All right, welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We are talking about self-justification. Romans chapter 3, verses 19. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before the Elohim. Understood. Clear as crystal. Now, much of the times, it has become something amongst the believers to say, but we are not under the law, in a very wrong conception. And they would be saying we are under the grace. So when I sin, he understands my weaknesses. He identifies with my humanity. And then others have gone to an extent of saying he knows that you will sin in a particular day. And so he has prayed for you in advance. Don't worry. Yeah, we've heard that. And others have gone on to say he understands this is my weakness and he's very patient with me. Check this one out. They've also gone on to say, I'm a work in progress. So let no one bother me in this, because even they have their things. Look, man, it's not about they having their things to justify you having your own things of sin. It doesn't work that way. Send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Otherwise, drop us a voice note also and tell us some of the notions of self-justifications that we find amongst ourselves as believers and the kind of impression it gives to the world, the people around us. I remember I was in a train many, many years ago. A friend of mine from a university called Teflop, he once said, no, Ray, I will follow. And he did follow many, many years later. And then I remember he was holding a beer and eating these things. They call them amakip-kip. And when he was busy eating those things, it was around 6 o'clock at night. We were studying, and so we left the campus, I remember. And then he said to me, well, akinyako roha mudimu, bianaka babang balo na baetsangkati. It's sad. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Hello there. Hi. All right, we seem to have lost that one. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Mayahi, he was holding a beer and eating amakip-kip. I remember he was even sweating. And then he said to me, look, man, I will follow you. I will follow you in your direction and your choice. But, you know, I have seen many people on your path. And then I've said to myself, I don't want to blaspheme at God. That's what he said. Said, some of your people do. Who are saying that? Oh. We're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Reem.
Hey, Putwami. Magabongwe, Baba.
Magabongwe, Jalung, Leon Bullis and Umfoyetu, Brother Baruki.
Amen.
No profundities. Brother Ray, self-satisfaction is to be perfect always.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to admit, Brother Ray. Ati bego kuza uti, ni nangoma tala po yo ala ebangri.
Ngeazi kuti ngenza.
Ngeazi kuti ngenza. Minanchigizo, sezigo, sezigo furo unjela.
Hey, matot.
And we'll be always boasting, Brother Ray. Uguti sin experience in zinto ze family. But not moderating growth, Brother Ray. Ngemlomo yethu sikhuluma noma kanjani. Abanye abantu abavelela ukuthi thina sithi, hayi manje abantu abakhuleki, they are not strong to prayer. Leyo nayo self-certification. And self-certification, certification, but that is when we fail to acknowledge our shortcomings and settle our differences with people and God. Because God is opposed to the proud, delivery.
Yes.
Umuntu umthole njalo nje akubet company as a endaweni lapho zibuya khona ukugidela uSatan. Nithi nanimkhuza athi ngiyazazi mina, I'm a child of God. Angeke ngiphambuke. Mina ngeke ngenze izinto abazithuzayo. Mina ngizoziphuzela ama-cold drinks.
You forget ukuthi you are bowing to that spirit. Ma ungena lapho uphuza i-cold drink, you are bowing to that spirit. Kwakho nje.
Yeah, yeah. And forgetting ukuthi siloko isinyiko, Brother Ray, ngegrace kaJesu Kristu.
Yeah.
Singakhohlwa ukuthi we must not lean on our own understanding, Brother Ray. Ngobu sizojabulisa isitha sobomnyama uSathane nasithi siyazi.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Madari Nkulunkulu anibusise nonke. God be the glory.
All the time. Thank you so much. And may the Father bless you, sir.
You too, my brother.
How's it? We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.